All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. We're going to get to Reverend Peterson here in a second with Dwayne Dog Chapman. But first, it's 9 o'clock. That must mean the news with Robin, everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And said my mace. I was like, no, mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Robin.
But I got some snow.
Yeah.
All right. What's in the news, Robin?
Oh, such a busy week. First, getting in on the holiday festivities, pop princess Britney Spears has released a Christmas remix to her hit song, Give Me More.
Ah.
And we have audio of this, G25.
G25, Britney Spears' holiday song.
Oh, it sounds inviting.
Festive.
Here we go.
It's Christmas, bitch. I see you. And I want to unwrap gifts from you. Every time I put the tree up, I just want to get that extra gift from you. You got my gift card to Old Navy from JCPenney.
Boy.
My new earrings flashing while cash you are passing to slow-mo. Yeah. At Gold Fives on 6th Street, give me more. You're not poor, you can give me more. Pick me off the floor at the store and just give me more. Admit that I'm a whore, give me more. Get Christian Dior, give me more. Give me more. I'm the center of attention.
Wow.
You can go in on a gift with someone else. Maybe something for the baby. You're on a mission with my obstetrician. We can go down where there's no one around with the peasants. Just bring me the presents. Cameras are flashing cause I'm looking smashing with new clothes that you pay.
There she goes.
Right. That's brand new.
The greatest beginning to a song in the history of music.
It's Christmas, bitch. It's Christmas, bitch.
Right. Happy holidays, everyone.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes. Well, things became very uncomfortable for Victoria Beckham, a.k.a. Posh Spice, Tuesday night, as Larry King proceeded to ask her a string of inappropriate questions concerning her husband, David Beckham, during a commercial break on his television show. And we have the audio of that.
L99. Posh Spice, right?
Posh Spice.
Yeah, she
was with Larry King.
She was on the show, and then the conversation like spilled into the break. It was
took
weird.
Sort of a dark turn.
Kind of weird.
Here we go.
Like us, man.
That's the wrong one. What number was it?
Well, I'd listen to that though.
L99.
L99. Sorry about it.
And we're clear. 5 minutes later.
So let me get this straight. You and him, the two of you, are both naked in one bed.
Yes, Larry. Yeah, yes. We're both naked in the bed.
Now, David, he's a soccer player.
Yes.
So he's probably most developed in the leg area. He's got very developed legs and probably a real developed neck.
Yes, his legs are very muscular.
And his upper body, too.
Yeah, very toned, very toned.
Yeah. Wow. Does he take a shower before bed and put on some aftershave, or does he shower in the morning? I gotta know.
We both usually shower together at night.
Oh, and then from the shower, where I assume you totally, I mean, who doesn't get naked in the shower? Then over to the bed, totally nude. And then whatever happens, happens, as they say. I'm a kid from Brooklyn. What can I say? Whatever happens, happens.
Well, Larry, I actually came on your show to talk about the tour.
I would love to talk about it. Let's talk about the Spice Girls. You're all back together on stage.
Yes, yes, we're all back together.
Must be fun working together again.
It's a great fun, great fun.
Does he shave down there?
Larry, we're back.
Welcome back to Larry King Live.
Wow.
Dan Rather, tomorrow night, For a full hour, right now we continue to talk about the Spice Girls reunion tour. Posh Spice is here. We're so happy to welcome her to Larry King Live.
All right, there she goes.
Oh, what is the number, Robin? Do we have the number of Posh talking to Larry on the air before the commercial break?
Yeah, well, that's when things were going just fine. unfortunately, it's not quite ready in queue. Oh, but all
right. Well, I mean, I sleep naked when I go to bed every night. I mean, I'm getting in bed with David Beckham, so it's not hard getting in bed naked every night. That's just the way I am. I do wear pajamas sometimes, but I do generally sleep naked.
So he sleeps naked too?
Yes, he does. We both sleep naked in bed.
Jesus Christ. This is a guy who is, asking Jimmy Carter about the Palestinians. And then he asked, so are you sleep naked?
He sleeps naked, too.
And he's old and she's young and it's just gross. I mean, he could be her grandfather.
Classic.
Couldn't he be her grandfather? Sure, he could.
I believe the age does add up that way.
Yes, it does. All right. Anything else in the news there, Robin?
Yes, George W. Bush seemed to have gotten punked this week.
Uh-oh.
When a 16-year-old boy claiming he was the president of Iceland actually got through to the Oval Office before anyone realized it was a prank. And we have exclusive audio of the White House hoax. B61.
B61, the White House getting pranked. Look at that, President Bush.
Unbelievable.
Man.
Hey, dude, I can't believe I got through.
Sir, just go ahead and hold. The president is on the line.
Thank you. Hello. Yes, hello. This is President Rahalabach from, I met you at the summit.
Yes, Mr. Rahalabach, it's good to hear from you.
Yes,
I remember the summit was a good time. We had a good time. Good people.
I'm calling you from Iceland, Mr. President. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. I appreciate that. How's Iceland?
Oh, it's very, very nice. Very nice. You might actually remember, I introduced you to my friend Bob, Robert, Abui, Bababui, 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 Houston, Spirits, Bababui, Bababui, how was the Bababui, Bababui, Bababui?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what it, you know, said, but talk about Howard Stern's penis or something. I said Bababui or something.
It's pretty cool. Right, the actual audio of that.
The kid is 16 or?
16 years old.
Wow. Oh, boy. All right. Anything else in the news for this week, Robin?
Yes. Yeah. The Green Hanukkah Organization asked all Jews to light one less Hanukkah candle this year. The group claims that each candle burns about 15 grams of carbon dioxide and believes that if the Jews refrain from lighting the eighth candle, it could really help save the environment. And our news team caught up with one woman who is very upset by this request. E97.
Stop lighting those menorah candles, I guess.
Yeah, one less, I guess, to make a difference, so they claim.
I couldn't believe it. I was lighting the Hanukkah menorah in honor to observe my holiday, our Jewish tradition, and these crazy outside agitators say we're not supposed to light the last candle. Something about leaving too much of a carbon footprint.
Edna!
Yes, darling?
My matzo ball soup's a little cold.
Oh, honey, let me warm it up for you just a minute. They told me they don't want me to light my Hanukkah menorah and observe my tradition. These are Jewish people telling me this. I couldn't believe it.
Edna.
Yeah, yes, darling.
Are we out of lockdown?
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I have to go. Oh, my God. We got to get more.
There she goes.
There she goes,
Edna, man.
Edna, man.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, finally, CBS Mobile has decided to put out another installment of the runaway hit Lycus Man. And we have audio of episode 2. L61,
a new animation series by CBS, yes, Lycus Man.
It's becoming really like the biggest superhero in animation.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
Lycus Man! Lycus Man! Lycus Man!
In a small apartment complex in downtown L.A.
Oh, you ready, baby?
Yeah, baby, but take that stupid latex condom off. You know I'm allergic to latex, idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here we go.
Oh, my God! It's Lycus Man!
What are you doing?
I was about to have sex with this hot chick, Tom.
Yes, but how are you about to have sex? You just took off your condom.
But she's allergic to latex.
No, she's not. She's a lying bitch.
You are?
Num nuts. Oh. She just wants to have a baby. She's not allergic to latex, dear.
What?
That's it. You can admit it to him. Lycus man knows.
But I...
I'm kicking you to the curb, bitch.
Dump that bitch. Put that condom back on, and when you're done, pour a little Tabasco sauce in it. Oh, my work is finished here. I am Lycus man. Up. Up. And away. Oh.
Tommy.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Come on.
I am like a spad. My work is not here. Up. Up. Down. Oh. We. Da 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 da. Like a spad.
Wow.
All right.
All right, man.
There he goes. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
No, that's what
that's
was happening.
That's it. All right, Robin with the news, everybody.
Robin with the news.
All right, very funny week, everybody.
Way to go, Robin.
All right, folks, we have a guest in studio, an old friend of mine. I have known this man for, I think, about 8 or 9 years, and one of the guys who's really making a difference here in Los Angeles. His name is Reverend Peterson with Bond, B-O-N-D. Nice to see you, buddy.
You too.
Haven't seen you in a couple of years, huh?
It's been 2 years exactly.
What happened?
I was with you, you were in the building down the street from me.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
you're right.
You've been here about 2 years.
Tell us a little bit about Bond, what you do for people who may be unfamiliar with your work.
Bond is the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, and we're a nonprofit organization. We've been around for over 17 years now, and our purpose is to rebuild the family by rebuilding the man. We have a home for young men that we bring in from around the country and locally here. We bring them in and show them how to overcome their anger, finish school, work hard. Some of them start businesses. We encourage them to get married before having children out of wedlock.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah, we work with all people, but our primary focus is on the black man.
Okay.
And
how many people have you seen come through the house?
In the last 17 years, about 100 or so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And how long can they live with you before you got to pick them out?
It depends. Some graduate earlier than early. Others depend on their situations. You know, some kids come in and they've been traumatized so badly, they don't, you know, graduate as early as others.
Right.
So it depends on the child.
And they're pretty strict rules over there.
Absolutely. They can't hang out at night. They have to work hard. We teach them to save their money so that they can invest and move forward in life.
Geez, I should move in there.
We also have an after-school character building program, too, where we're teaching young boys to do the same thing, to work hard, you know, to overcome their anger and take responsibility for themselves and stop blaming others. And I'm proud to tell you that, both of you, that we have not gotten one penny from the government.
We
stayed away from the government.
Good for you.
Because I believe the less government in your life, the better off you are.
Yeah, look at Al Sharpton. He relied on government money, and now everybody's they're waking him up at 6:30 in the morning to investigate
it. That's right.
How do you fund the organization then?
We get people donated to the organization. I give speaking talks around the country, you know, raising money. We are now getting some grants from different foundations from around the country. So it is
done
that way.
What's the budget a year for that, something like that?
About $1 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
About $1 million. Uh-huh. You know, it's amazing what we can do with little money. And we have had a great impact over the last 17 years. And the reason I started this organization because not all, but most black Americans are suffering not because of racism, but the lack of moral character. They've been brainwashed, dumbed down, and demoralized, and they also follow so-called leaders when they should be thinking for themselves. People like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, NAACP, and Black Caucus, and most of the black preachers who are not called by God but by their mama, they're deliberately brainwashing black Americans in order to gain power and wealth.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So if they didn't do that, their power would erode.
Yeah, they would end up on the soup line. They would have to go and collect a welfare check. If black Americans woke up today and took responsibility for their own lives, stop hating the white man, then Jackson and others will go out of business.
So is it your position then, Reverend Peterson, that the Reverend Jesse Jackson, maybe Senator Barack Obama, I'll throw him in the, and you're nodding yes, is it your position that these men, for example, would prefer to have black Americans in a subjugated, almost impoverished state, that it would be their preference for them to be in on the economic scale, lower socioeconomic?
Without a doubt, because they can then
a statement to make.
Yeah, they can then go to the government and say, look, these black people are being discriminated against. Look at their communities. They need government support. And when the government gives the money, it ends up in the pocket of the so-called leadership and never goes to the people.
Oh, boy.
And so they definitely want them in that position. The same thing with racism. Racism toward black folks from white folks is not what black people think. But they've been told that so much, and they have this resentment toward white folks. They believe it. All you have to do now is just say it, and they go into a hypnotic trance without even examining it to see if it's true or not.
All right. Reverend Jesse Peterson is with us. If you'd like to talk to this young man, he's doing a tremendous job there, a nonprofit organization, doesn't rely on the government for any money, and he's helping a lot of kids out. What's the age range of the kids you help out?
And the home is 16 to about 25.
16 to 25.
Yes. All we right. have to adjust.
How many at that house at one time?
We have 8 in the L.A. home at a time.
And it's only men?
Only men. Only men.
Do you think there's a chance that Barack Obama, Jesse Jackson, I'm not a big fan of Al Sharpton, but but some other leaders in the black community, the congressional caucus, don't you think that some of them have done similar work as you're doing, or do you dismiss?
I'm not aware of any of it. You know, I wrote a book called Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And the research, I looked for that, and I couldn't find any evidence of it at all. Now, maybe they have it. I just couldn't find it. But the fact that they don't focus on the family, they don't encourage marriage and self-responsibility, the public schools are out of control, and they want it that way. You know, out of wedlock birth, over 70% of black babies are born out of wedlock. You don't hear them talking about those issues because that may wake up black folks and cause them to take responsibility.
Is it possible that they don't want to make black people hurt any more than they're currently hurting? I mean, if you pile on like that and constantly, you know, remind people of, that they're not doing so well, that could anger them and it's counterproductive.
Well, it's better to tell the truth. And for those who love the truth, they will receive it and their life will change. But there are people who don't love the truth. They're going to stay in that condition. But if you just lie to them day in and day out, year in and year out, these lies are being passed on from generation to generation.
Is it a conspiracy?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all getting together?
It's not by accident. It's planned.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And that's why they try to shut down anyone who comes along and say to black folk,
you
need to wake up. You need to take responsibility. This
Have
is
they try
America.
To shut you down?
Oh, yeah. Over the last 17 years, I've been called Uncle Tom. I've had guns drawn on me. My telephone's been tapped. And I've been called the so-called N-word so much
right. That
I was thinking about changing my middle name.
Is that right? Well, that's an interesting idea.
But this is from black people because they don't want the truth to get out. And then it's so bad that if white Americans were to tell the truth concerning the issue of race and morality, they're called racist. And now white folks are afraid to tell the truth for fear of being labeled a racist and their lives destroyed. And so they're not getting the truth.
Let me give you the phone number here, and then Brian's got a question for you. Jesse Peterson, Reverend Jesse Peterson's with us. He runs BOND, Brotherhood Organization for a New Destiny.
Yes.
And if you'd like to speak to this chap, he'll be with us for the next 40 minutes or so. And we're also going to get the bounty hunter, Dwayne Dog Chapman, on with us as well.
All right.
Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710.
I was just going to say that when you make an allegation like that, when you suggest that that leaders in the black community, and they are leaders for some, obviously not leaders for all, but
right.
Reverend Jesse Jackson is a leader to some. Al Sharpton is a leader to some. Barack Obama as well. Let's take Barack Obama, for example. To make an allegation like that, don't you really, sir, have to come here with some
with some proof, with some specifics, instead of just throwing out these accusations that they really don't care about the black community. Instead, they would prefer to see them impoverished so as to empower themselves. That's quite an allegation to make about people you probably don't even know.
Well,
do you know Barack Obama? Do you know the senator?
I am not as familiar with Barack Obama as I am with Jesse Jackson and Sharpton and others. And I have to tell you, Jackson and Sharpton and others are empty shells. The one thing that, you know, Barack Obama is a liberal. You know, he said that he wants to become president because he can bring hope to the people by way of the government. Well, we all know that the government cannot bring you hope. You know, hope comes from within. Hope comes from God.
So they deliver hell most of the time.
Yeah, they do. And if anybody doubt me, prior to the civil rights, and I'll make it really short.
No, please, go ahead.
Prior to the civil rights movement, I grew up on a plantation in Alabama, and I remember the for coloreds only signs, for whites only. But the one thing that black Americans had going for themselves, that they loved what was right, the family was tight, they worked hard, and they didn't hate the white man. And so as a result of that, there were black businesses going up around the country, black universities, and they didn't depend on some leader. But once that movement started, they dropped self-control and depended on these folks, and it is only worse now than ever before in history.
So the only thing you really have against Barack Obama, for example, is his political philosophy, that he has a liberal political philosophy. Is that the only thing you have against him?
My issue is because
I share it. I don't seek to see black people impoverished. I mean, you really make, and I think you know this, you make very controversial statements. It's kind of your business.
Well, I tell the truth. You know, my issue is not so much with Barack Obama. He came on the scene recently. You know, he's new on the scene. He's a liberal. He's a government man. And I'm not in support of that. My primary issue is with the so-called civil rights leaders and most of the black preachers, because they have used black folks and divided the races for the last 50 years or so. So my issue with them, and all I want to do is to put the truth out there so all of Americans can start thinking. Once you start thinking, you can see for yourself and make your own decision. And we're trying to get especially black folks to think. And also, I have given white Americans permission to speak up. Let them call you whatever they want, but tell the truth, because that's the only way that a change would come for the good.
All right, Reverend Peterson is with us, Jesse Peterson. If you'd like to say hello or ask him a question about his organization, you're putting on a charity event there, is that right?
Yeah, so great one. Tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m., we're going to have a fundraiser, a book signing with Dwayne Dahl Chapman. And also, we're going to be giving away free toys. We have truckloads of toys for the children.
Excuse me for
so
just
we want them to come out.
Excuse me for just a moment.
Yeah.
Excuse me with the music for just a moment, Jerry. I commend any toy drive for needy children.
Yes. He may not be the right guy.
But why? Are you? And I ask you sincerely: are you mentally stable to be a so-called leader of black youth, as you profess to be, and to invite to your event someone like Dwayne Dahl Chapman, who we all heard on tape using the so-called N-word over and over and over again, inciting so many people and tearing at wounds and scars and scabs that go back generations. Why in the world would you invite someone like that?
I mean, was Michael Richards not available?
Very good question. I love the question. Thank you. First of all, I want to clear up. I am not a leader. Black people don't need leaders. They need fathers and mothers working together to guide the children and think for themselves.
Right.
And I think it's an insult to black people for anyone to say that they need a leader. It implies that they are dumb and cannot lead their life. Christ needs to lead their life. A belief in God would do that. And I would trust Dwayne Dahl Chapman any day over Jackson or Sharpton or the NAACP or the Congressional Black Caucus or the average black preacher.
You do this just for publicity.
Dwayne Dahl Chapman is a good man. He has issues in his life, as we all do, that we have to overcome. But racism is not one of them.
Did you know him before this controversy?
I did not know him before, but
right.
I met with him.
So hearing
and I've counseled with him, and uh-huh. I know his wife, Beth. I know his family.
So hearing that tape warmed you up to him, kind of.
No, it didn't warm me up to him, but it gave me an opportunity to meet him, and I can see that he's a good man. It's a mistake to say just because a white person used the word that they're racist. If black people really hated the word, they would stop using it themselves, and then the word would fade away.
I just don't understand.
That's all the way we're going to...
Yeah,
so do you think blacks are racist when they use the word?
I think the word should not be used.
No, that's not the question. Do you think blacks are racist when they use the word?
I do not believe that all blacks... I do not believe that every person that uses a racist term is necessarily a racist.
But you still didn't answer my question. Do you believe that blacks are racist when they use the word?
I just answered your question.
No, you didn't. The answer is not all. I'm black and I'm slow.
Don't you dare suggest that I would think that you were less intelligent because of your skin color. I answered your question, and the answer to your question is no, not necessarily.
So do you say all whites are racist when they use the word?
So I answered your question. Now you answer my question.
Do you think whites are racist when they use the word?
You answer not all.
So Dwayne Dawson is not a racist.
To use that term repeatedly the way he did, being taped surreptitiously, being taped. Of all the people you could choose, and again, you say you're not a black leader. You don't like to call yourself a leader.
No.
Okay, but you do bring in black youth, and you counsel, for lack of a better term, black youth,
all
young
youth,
black men.
Any color.
Okay. You're going to do a charity event.
Right.
You could pick a million people.
Well,
let me get the question out. This is Los Angeles. You could pick a million people to come to your event. So-called leaders in the black community, maybe people from the white community. Why in the world, if your goal is harmony among the races, and I would hope it would be. I would hope that would be everybody's goal.
We are absolutely
let me get the question
the races
now.
With truth rather than dividing them with lies.
Let me get the – okay, if you want to use the word united, that's a good word.
Yeah.
If your goal is to unite people, why would you invite such a divisive person that offended such a large segment of the black community?
Very good question.
What is wrong with you?
Very good question. To be real honest with you, blacks were not offended by that word at all.
How dare you speak for black people and suggest they weren't offended? How do you know that black people weren't offended by that? Did you do a poll?
Another good question. Because had they been offended by the word would be dead. They rap about the word. They sing about the word. They call each other the word. You can walk into the average black inner city school and hear kids calling themselves that. And they're only using that to intimidate white Americans. They don't care about that word at all.
You are slapping in the face, and I'll say this. I know we have to take a break. You are slapping in the face, not literally, but in a way. Black Americans, by inviting to a charity event,
no, I'm not.
Someone as divisive as Dwayne Dark Chapman.
We've got to take a break here. When is the charity event tomorrow morning?
It's tomorrow morning at 11:30. And
where's it going to be?
At 61. Go to my website at bondinfo.org.
All right.
BONDINFO.org. And all are invited. It's going to be a good time.
All right. Bondinfo.org. We got to take a break. Your phone call's coming up. We're trying to get Dwayne Dog Chapman on the phone, and maybe we'll get him on before 11 o'clock tonight. It is Conway Whitman. Reverend Jesse Peterson joins us from bondinfo.org, BONDINFO.org. He's got a big charity event going on tomorrow morning. And if you'd like to find out all the details, bondinfo.org. It's Conway Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Still trying to get Wayne Dog Chapman on the phone. And there's a big charity event going on tomorrow. If you'd like to check it out, you can go to bondinfo.org. Or I'll tell you where it is. It's the Bond Toy Drive, the Brotherhood Organization for a New Destiny, a book signing, and Christmas toy giveaway. And all the proceeds go to Bond. It's tomorrow, Saturday, December 15th, 11:30 a.m. Happens to be my dad's birthday.
Oh, all right.
Well, happy birthday.
Yes, absolutely.
Bond Headquarters, 6146 West Pico Boulevard, the southeast corner of Pico and La Cienega. And you'll be there, and Dwayne Dog Chapman will be there. Anybody else?
That's right. I don't know. That's who we're right now. That's all we're expecting is Dwayne Dahl Chapman.
I'm sure he'll be very warmly received.
He's going to be signing books. You
know, he will be signing books.
There's a stocking stuffer for you, huh?
Yeah, taking pictures.
Who wouldn't want one, really?
And he's a good guy. Once you meet him, you're going to see.
All right. I don't know him, so I'll take your word for it.
Also, if people, you know, they need to call us in the morning, we'll be there to answer the phones. They
what's the phone number?
It is 1-800-411-2663. 1-800-411-BOND, B-O-N-D, at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Okay, 1-800-411-2663. Let's talk to Seacow or Seco. How do you pronounce that name, buddy?
It's Seacou.
Seacou in Riverside. You're on 97.1.
Hey, why is it every time there's some type of black topic, KBC or this station, they drag this Tom out of wherever they drag him out of to sit there and bark crap like this? What is the deal?
Well, let's ask him. I guess, Jesse, Reverend, you can respond to that.
Because it's hard to find black Americans who don't hate white folks and who love what's right. And so, you know, I tend to tell the truth about what's really wrong with black Americans, and not all black folks, but most, and that it is not racism.
You don't tell the truth about nothing. You just sit up there and lie. How in the hell are you going to have a white man sitting in the audience got to tell you about how indignant it is for you to have this dude somewhere signing autographs for black kids? A white person got to tell you that that's out of bounds.
Do you feel the same way? Do you feel that way about Sharpton and Jackson and others?
Yeah, they ain't got nothing to do. We're talking about this issue.
But they're racist. They're racist, too. Would you accept them?
See, we're not talking about this.
Of course.
I don't try to dodge the issue.
See, there's a double standard. There's a double standard in America. Black folks can act crazy. They can be racist. And it's just okay. But if a white man should act and do the same thing, he's not allowed to.
Are you suggesting to the audience and that was a very good call, too. Thank you to the caller. Are you suggesting to this audience?
You know how he called me a racist name, right?
Called you Tom.
Uh-huh.
Is that
okay?
Did he think that was your first name?
Probably
not.
No, he didn't. Not at all. Is that okay?
If you change your name to Tom Peterson, you could avoid all that.
That's a good idea, but then they'll start calling me Jesse.
The caller is entitled to his opinion.
Oh, so he's entitled
about
to be
you.
Racist well, because he's black.
Well, a lot of what you have said is offensive.
But it's true. I
am sure it might be your truth.
No, okay. Hold on
a second. I have a question. It might be your truth, but it's wildly offensive, I'm sure, to a large segment of the black community. Now let me ask you, do you believe you target Reverend Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and a lot of black preachers who you suggest are racist? And when you say racist, you seem to suggest racist against black people.
Yes.
Do you believe that? I'll ask it this way.
Okay.
Who's more racist against black people, Jesse Jackson or Dwayne Dog Chapman?
A good question.
How about an answer?
Dwayne Dog Chapman is not a racist, so Jesse Jackson win.
There you go. All right.
Wow.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with Reverend Jesse Peterson. We're still trying to get Dwayne Dog Bounty Hunter.
You're not for real, right? It's all a big
thing,
right?
Truth.
I mean,
nothing
you've been doing this
truth.
For 17, 18 years. I've seen you on TV. It's all a big it's a big carnival act, isn't it? It's got to be.
It's the truth.
Really?
Nothing but the truth.
You believe it all.
Well, I mean, the evidence is there. You have 70% of black babies born out of wedlock. Is that true or not?
I don't know that that's
true. I'm telling you it is true. According to the CDC, 70%, the Census Bureau, 70% of black babies born out of wedlock.
Certainly a problem.
Is that a lack of moral character or the lack of moral character? Is that a lack of character or the lack of moral character?
There are a lot of babies born.
You're not answering the question. 70%.
There are a lot of babies in the white community, in the Hispanic community.
You're not talking about the white community.
Why not?
Because the
why do you only that's all it is for you.
No.
You
right.
only,
what are the numbers you, in the white community?
You only target for criticism members of your own community, and I'm referring to people who happen to be black.
No, that's not true.
Why
do
you do that?
Do that?
I haven't heard you offer one word of criticism.
I got one right now for you. Black people call Bill Clinton their black president. That he is a black man, right?
Some have said.
And so I say,
they're not being...
why would they take one of the most worst white men in the white community and say that this is a black president? Bill Clinton is immoral. He cheated on his wife. He perjured himself.
Bad for
him. He lied on the oath. He was impeached.
You might not agree with his policies because you're a conservative.
I haven't mentioned his policies at all.
But your politics are conservative.
I'm mentioning his lack of character.
Look.
And of all the people that they could have chosen out of the white community, they chose Bill Clinton. Well, what does that say about them?
You know what it says? It says that a majority, and that is true, and I think the number is close to 90% of African-American people vote for people like Bill Clinton, and I'm referring to Democratic candidates.
And you know why that is, right?
Because obviously, I'll tell you why, the truth is on the surface of it, obviously they think that those candidates are more likely to enact policies that will
right.
that will benefit them or offer a perspective that they agree with.
But you're speaking the truth.
Well, who are you to tell a black person that they shouldn't support Bill Clinton or a Democratic candidate?
I didn't say they shouldn't.
Well, of course you suggested that moment ago.
I've never said they shouldn't.
Who would you prefer? Strom Thurmond or a good Republican like that?
No, I would suggest that
Trent Lott maybe you'd like?
The reason that they vote for the Democrats because the Democrats say, you know what, here's a check. We're going to vote for me, and I'll give you affirmative action.
Bill Clinton didn't reform welfare?
Vote for me, and I'll give you a welfare check.
Did Bill Clinton reform
welfare?
You don't
have to be responsible.
Answer my question. Did Bill Clinton
take care of you?
Did Bill Clinton, as president, reform welfare?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Right.
Yes,
he did.
All right,
we've got to
take a break. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Reverend Jesse Peterson is with us. Go to his website, bondinfo.org, BONDINFO.org. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Reverend Jesse Peterson joins us from bondinfo.org. And he's putting together a toy drive for tomorrow. And let's see, where is this place? It's 6146 West Pico Boulevard on the corner of Pico and La Cienega, 1130 a.m. tomorrow. And raising money for his organization that helps a lot of unfortunate kids put their lives back together again.
We have truckloads of toys, and the toys are free. They come out, bring the kids, and get the toys. And it's a book signing, and every penny from the book signing would go to the Home for Boys of Barn.
All right. Now, what's the best success story you've had? Have you had a guy leave that went on to become a lawyer or a politician?
Good question, man.
Thank you.
We have a guy graduating from Stanford Law School this coming summer.
Is that right?
He graduated from Princeton, top of the class.
And was he a mess when you met him?
He was a mess. And now he's graduating from Princeton. We have a young man who came to us at 15 years old, his father in prison, never really knew him. We taught him a trade. He's now up in Northern California building beautiful homes there, has his own business.
Really?
He's married with 5 children, wow. No kids out of wedlock, and doesn't hate the white man.
Does he thank you every day?
He loves it. He thanks me. He's called me dad now.
Is that right?
You know, I can't keep him off the phone. Yeah. And his wife and his
kids. You should have him down here signing books.
That's right. Instead of Dwayne Dog Chapman, man.
I
was telling you during the break, it's unfortunate and it's sad that because of what people heard on a tape, they now have deemed that Dwayne Dog Chapman is a racist.
Well, what else?
And
was
he's absolutely not a racist.
What else?
He
was
has black
see,
friends.
See, I came to that conclusion after hearing that, but I don't know. Maybe. Yeah,
well, again, I mean, the question that begs to be asked, and let me quickly say, Reverend Peterson, the good work you do, it would be excellent if. The examples that you just gave, which no doubt are true, and these are real examples of success stories, that's all great work. If you could focus on that and eliminate the hateful rhetoric and the divisive racial speech, then I think you'd be running a model organization. But unfortunately, you're not doing that.
Give me one example of a hateful speech that I put out.
Well, you've said tonight more than once that most, not all, to quote you, white people hate the black people hate the white man.
They do. They don't trust them.
Isn't that divisive?
They don't. No, it's the
truth.
Not,
that's not divisive?
Why is the truth divisive? No, like you would appreciate the truth over the lie. because it's the truth that's going to set us free. White folks are afraid to tell black people the truth. Their so-called leaders are not going to tell them the truth. Somebody got to tell them the truth and hope to wake them up.
So to
white
say,
folks are not waking up every morning at the breakfast table trying to figure out how to keep the Negroes down. They have their own issues to deal with. They're concerned about their children. They're concerned about high taxes. They're trying to make their marriages work. They're not thinking about black folks. But in the mind of many black people, they are believing that it's true, and it's not true.
So it's your position that to say most black people, and I'm quoting you,
yes,
most black people hate the white man, you believe that is not divisive speech. Would you characterize that as unifying speech or harmonious?
It should be unifying because the truth should bring us together. Mm. It's the lie that divides us. Jesse Jackson and others have used the lie to divide the races by telling black people that white folk hate you. It's racism in corporate America. Mm. You can't make it. And black folks are so hateful that they won't even get up off, not all of them, of course, but they won't get up off their butts and do their own thing. Why won't they start their own businesses? We did it prior to the Civil Rights Movement.
Black Americans
and
don't.
We were forced to do it.
Black Americans
but
why don't start
they
businesses?
Do it now? Why I said not all, but most. They'll try to make the white man give them a job.
Jared Wachowski is looking for another job. Can he be the guy that starts your car every morning?
I would love it.
All right. All right, Reverend, thanks for coming by. You are the best. I've known this guy for 9 years.
Yes.
He's been very consistent and has helped a lot of people. Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. Go to bondinfo.org, BONDINFO.org. And La Cienega and
Pico
tomorrow morning, 11:30 a.m.
Good luck with the toy drive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on out and meet the doll. He's a good man.
All right. We were supposed to have him on tonight, but I guess maybe he's asleep or he's...
He was supposed to be. I don't know what happened, but...
All right.
But he'll be there tomorrow.
All right. Tomorrow morning, 11:30 a.m., Pico and La Cienega. It's Conway Whitman. Thanks for coming by, Reverend.
Thank you.
Conway Whitman, live at 97.1 Free FM.